Governor Cuomo pledged during his election campaign that he'd work toward reforming the state's campaign finance system, which contains loopholes that permit nearly unlimited amounts of money to be given to candidates. The governor listed public financing of campaigns as a goal in his State of the State message in January, but then he failed to actively pursue the topic. The governor says there was a reason why.
There was not a desire to pass it. That's what happened. The legislature did not want to pass campaign finance reform.
Now that the formal legislative session is over, Cuomo says he will renew his efforts and try to raise awareness with the public. He'll be working with a coalition of groups that includes Facebook founder Chris Hughes and his husband Sean Eldridge, who work with the governor to coordinate the efforts to pass same-sex marriage in New York. The governor says, like the gay marriage issue, he has to convince the public that campaign finance reform is important first before legislators will agree to it.
The same model here is we have to get the people of the state to demand campaign finance reform, which they are not doing today. And then I think the legislature will follow.
Cuomo says campaign finance reform often scores low as a priority in voter surveys. The governor says he thinks the excessive spending already occurring in the 2012 elections may help his cause.
During this presidential season, which threatens a truly excessive exploitation of the campaign finance laws through various means, Citizens United lawsuit, PACs, etc., lobbying organizations, I think people are really going to get the sense that the system is out of control.
At the same time the governor is speaking out against excessive spending, he's making use of the current laws. The blog State of Politics reports that hours after Cuomo spoke in favor of campaign finance reform in a news conference, he attended a $20,000-a-plate fundraiser at the home of his sister and brother-in-law, Maria and Kenneth Cole. And the governor has made use of a legal campaign loophole. He's worked closely with the business-funded Committee to Save New York, a not-for-profit entity that runs TV ads to promote the governor's agenda. The group does not have to publicly disclose its donors. Cuomo says while he does not think the committee should have to reveal who gave the money so far, he is instructing the State Ethics Commission to set up new rules going forward. They will force the not-for-profits, known as 401c4s under the IRS code, to disclose donors.
We are the only state in the nation that will require this disclosure.
Karen Scharf with Citizen Action, who has long advocated for campaign finance reform, welcomes Cuomo's initiative, but she blames Republicans in the Senate for holding the reforms up.
There is a lot of strong legislative support for public funding of elections for campaign finance reform. We had the vast majority of the Assembly committed this year. The Speaker had a bill. Almost every single Senate Democrat was committed. But we do need to move the Senate majority on this issue, and we look forward to doing that through public work and with the governor's help.
There's speculation that Governor Cuomo could push a public campaign finance bill in a special session later this year and perhaps trade the issue in exchange for granting lawmakers a pay raise. The governor won't commit to a specific timetable right now, though, saying he'll strike when the iron is hot, when the time is right. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.